Hello and welcome to Straight Talk, Supply Chain Insights, the podcast for your supply chain leader who is on the go and wants to be in the know. And now, your host, Laura Ciceri.
Welcome to the Supply Chain Insights Global Summit Digital Showcase, where we interview technology leaders on their thoughts for Supply Chain 2030. The Global Summit is all about getting ready. And today I'm going to interview Peter Benson. Peter is the founder and chief executive officer of a company called ECMA. And I met ECMA about 7 years ago on our work on the Network of Networks. And Peter is the person that I turn to when I want to know information about standards, or I want to talk about, you know, how we adopt ISO 8000 standards. And so I would encourage people at the conference to talk to Peter. But today we're going to talk about Supply Chain 2030 and getting ready. So Peter, tell the group a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Rajia. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm the founder and chief executive of ECMA. Code Management Association is our legal name. We were founded in 1999, about 23 years ago, really focused on finding new solutions to supply chain in terms of spend analysis. So Dun & Bradstreet and UN came together and we developed the UNSPSE, which is a global classification. And then we went on to develop better ways to describe products and services, better way to identify trading partners, and really developing work within the standards community. So we believe very strongly that standards are helpful to us, helpful to our members in terms of establishing a common platform for communication. So we've been around for a while. Life keeps getting more interesting as days go on, but it's gratifying to see a lot of people are realizing that there's some pieces of our business we have to work together. We can't, you know, just bail this ship all by ourselves. We have to have everybody working together. So standards have a place.
Right. And, you know, we both strongly believe in network and networks and the need for interoperability. But as we look at Supply Chain 2030, you know, we're facing a lot of opportunity, whether it's climate change or removing waste from networks or making sure that we have ethical sourcing or making sure that we can process transactions. What do you think, as you think about 2030, are the challenges and how do you think ECMA can help?
First of all, 2030 is only 7.5 years away. We always keep quoting 2030 as if it's way in the distance. It's not. And, you know, 7.5 years doesn't sound like a lot, but we've come to think what we should call internet time. You know, the speed of change has accelerated. Now, I like to think of speed of change in terms of bandwidth. When I started, getting a 9600 baud modem was sort of, wow, you were smoking, cost you $1,000, and you thought you were bee's knees. Well, today, nothing, right? Well, 10 right. devices, 10 million baud, right? I mean, it's a huge difference. But what it means is the difference is this video conference. Without the speed of data transfer, this would not be possible. So I think when I look to 2030, I think the speed of change will continue, and particularly it will impact the speed of data transfer. We're going to see continued improvements in the speed of transfer. Our images become more clear, not so much of a lag time, but also one big change, and that is the access to authoritative source, that we're going to be able, we are able today, but in more ways, to get data from the source. Now, that has an impact which is a little bit counterintuitive. And the person who said it the best was probably Leonardo da Vinci. You know, paraphrasing what he said was, if you can get water from the fountain, from the source, you don't need to pay the water carriers. So if you can get information from the source, you won't get it from intermediaries. Well, the cost goes down, of course. But there's something else that happens is that it's counterintuitive. The noise goes down. The amount of noise that's being created by data being recirculating, being retransferred, all these times, and you don't know whether you're hearing an echo. Is it true, the data, or am I seeing something else? So the truth in the data, the authoritative source, that's become a reality today. So speed of data is going to allow us to get access to authority. Now, we see some things have changed already, but I expect it to accelerate. Concept of authority source, authoritative source, authority, means I need to know who my trading partners are. So transparency, corporate transparency, is becoming part of our method of working. You know, sure, I can buy something from Amazon. Do I know who actually provided it? Do I care? The answer is yes, I do care. So as consumers, I realize they can use their leverage their money to really influence society around them. And I think we're seeing changes. Well, you've seen it a lot, and we talk a lot in the supply chain how consumers want to know where things come from. And if we're to build resilient supply chains, we have to understand the supply chain itself. Where are these things coming from? What are my alternatives? How can I reconfigure my supply chain quickly? And it's about data. So as we speed up the data and we get more authoritative data, and to get authoritative data, we need provenance. Where does it come from? So we have standards that are causing an impact on the marketplace. The first real change has been the change in authoritative. Who is who? You know, makes sense. You know, transparency. Who are my trading partners? It's still a surprise to me today that when I look at our members and we help them improve the quality of their supplier master or the quality of their customer master, the numbers are still holding true. About 40% of their suppliers, they don't know who they are. That's pretty interesting. You're paying these people, yet you have no real if you're paying them, it implies some sort of contract with them, but you have no understanding of their legal entity. So it's really becoming important, but we're solving that. Probably one of the changes I'm seeing is the issue of addressing location. And I think we're almost at the end of postal addresses. I think we're seeing as more types of delivery are happening, the postal address is not a good way to identify a location. Right? You'd have to go and ask the post office, where is this? Well, it turns out in the US, our addresses, postal addresses, are geocoded, so we can actually find out where things are. But I think we're going to be drifting away and pretty fast from this concept of a postal address, which, by the way, is not that old. I mean, the first postal address was a couple of hundred years old, so we outlived the technology completely. So the move towards more physical addressing, GPS, and in databases, it's not that hard. Everybody has a database of address, you know, city, state, zip. Well, you need to add one new field, which is called a location identifier. And that's, the computers really understand it. They can find it on a map. They can tell you how close something is. They can route you. So I think we're moving away from postal addresses. The other thing I think that we're going to be seeing is a swing of the pendulum. Now, the pendulum swung very hard to globalization. There's lots of reasons for it, and cost of goods went down. But what it also happened with that shift and that swing of the pendulum is there was a transfer of wealth. And you get global companies that accumulated wealth and some dominance of individuals. And I think we're seeing the swing back the other way towards localization. And the multiplier effect, you know, if you buy local, the money stays in circulation locally. So you're building wealth and building communities. I think we're starting to see a swing of that pendulum. Now, political, of course, governments are focusing on, you know, buy locally. We do a lot of work in the Middle East and overseas where localization is a big issue. Governments are saying, we will support our local communities, we will buy locally, but that requires more information. And that also requires a slightly different supply chain. So the ability of a supply chain to reconfigure itself and take advantage of local suppliers and take advantage of making sure that they're serving local communities is also changing as well. I think it's going to be interesting. I think the combination of politics is becoming more interesting. Well, not so much that people are that much more informed. I think this question of what is true is becoming a real challenge today. But at least in the supply chain, I think we are going to be seeing better information. So who is authority, who's not authority? We're also going to be able to really identify location better. So in the end, I think 2030, by the time we reach that, which, you know, 7.5 years, I hope this will still be here. It's not that far away, but I still think we're going to see much more resilient supply chains. I also think we're going to see better transparency in the transport marketplaces. You know, as we watch all these, we drive down the road and we watch all these trucks. You ever ask yourself how many are full and how many are empty? You may be surprised. A lot of these trucks are driving around empty. Why? Because of lack of information. So as these marketplaces start getting better at matching shippers and carriers, I think we're going to see a really change in the cost, but also the efficiency of that marketplace. It's one of the few marketplaces which has really not addressed the issue of efficiency. And there's a good reason for it. It's very much like agriculture. Your carriers tend to be small. Five trucks is about the average you're going to get. Right. Well, their ability to use the technology, they've got great access to technology, but the marketplaces are not serving their needs. They're not giving them transparency. So I think we're going to see a shift on the low level for carriers, much better location information, better shipper carrier marketplaces. We're going to see that affecting more. And again, it's going to become more local. So you may find the ability to ship goods is going to reduce as well. I'm actually encouraged by it. I think we're going to see a better, safer place. And I think the data is going to play an important role in that.
I heard you talk about 7 trends. Data is going to move faster. We're going to need to redefine postal codes. We need to be better at adapting, moving to local, and that we need to really focus on where data comes from, authoritative, standardized data, which is something that I'd encourage everybody to talk to you about. And then you talked about availability of information for transportation so that we're much more efficient and effective at loading transport. So I encourage everybody to have that dialogue with you, Peter, at the conference. And thank you for your support of Supply Chain Insights. And I think it'll be a great discussion. I look forward to seeing you there.
I really look forward to it as well.
All righty.